Networking Academy contributes to India's decade of innovation. A leadership profile of Professor M.C. Govil, Principal, Women's Engineering College, Ajmer, Rajasthan, India, and Director, Center for Electronic Governance, Jaipur, Rajasthan, India. Considered to be one of the pioneers of technical education in the state of Rajasthan, India, Professor M.C. Govil has taught computer science for 24 years. Currently on sabbatical from Malviya National Institute of Technology in Jaipur, he serves as principal of Women's Engineering College and director for the Center for Electronic Governance. Professor Govil says, "I feel it is my primary duty to advance education and training in information and communications technology." Professor Govil's association with Cisco Networking Academy spans more than a decade. He has been the leader of the Cisco Networking Academy initiative launched in November 2007 by the Technical Education Department, Government of Rajasthan, with the mission to provide quality technological education at undergraduate and postgraduate levels. Since then, over 2,400 students have received computer network training. There are 26 local academies across Rajasthan, including 5 government engineering colleges, 5 polytechnic colleges, and 10 industrial training institutes. India has a rich legacy of education, including Nalanda University, the oldest university system in the world, founded in the 5th century. Education, which is a fundamental right in the Indian constitution, is mainly provided by the public sector. Private education accounts for only 5% of educational institutions in India. Over the years, India has made progress in terms of increasing the rate of primary education to 90% for 6 to 14-year-olds. It has also increased literacy to approximately 2/3 of the population. Professor Govil states, "India's improved education system is often cited as one of the main contributors to the economic rise of India." The country still has many challenges, one of which is unemployment at an estimated 10.8%. Professor Govil explains, "One of the many reasons for unemployment in India is a huge gap in adequate skills development and vocational training to match the increasing pace of globalization and technological changes taking place in the world." The decade 2010 to 2020 in India has been named the Decade of Innovation. However, the biggest constraint remains the availability of skilled manpower. India has set the goal of developing 500 million skilled technicians by the year 2020 to meet the workforce requirements, not only in India, but also worldwide. Professor Govil sees the priorities to meet the challenges of the 21st century and to introduce ICT to include upgraded infrastructure across the institutes of higher learning with good connectivity, excellent library facilities, smart classrooms, and state-of-the-art laboratories, alliances with the private sector for market-oriented vocations that would link employability with the economy, and develop need-based curricula and foster entrepreneurship skills within curriculum. The current information economy requires an unprecedented level of technology literacy from tomorrow's workers. Professor Govil says, "In many Asia-Pacific countries, there's a severe shortage of trained networking specialists. While ICT-focused curricula are becoming more commonplace in developed countries, colleges and universities in developing countries are often not able to provide up-to-date ICT curricula due to a lack of trained staff and equipment. Unless this changes, these countries run the risk of being left behind in the information age, widening the gap between rich and poor countries." Networking Academy is helping to meet ICT training needs, teaching students how to design, build, and maintain computer networks. Professor Govil notes, "We strive to bridge these gaps through Networking Academy. The students get a platform to share their learning with other students and thereby channel their talents in a constructive manner. We also believe that the internet and education are the two greatest equalizers in life." Professor Govil lists some of the unique features of Networking Academy: public-private partnership in the field of education, global online curriculum and learning management system, curriculum aligned to business needs to develop industry-ready students, state-of-the-art assessment, advanced simulation and virtualization, student competitions to build hands-on skills, innovative ICT, hands-on practice and simulation, and an online community enabling sharing of best practices. These distinctive characteristics of the Cisco training are making a difference. Says Professor Goville, Networking Academy is spreading awareness of learning ICT and applying a variety of technologies. The trained teachers and students have become much more confident. The students are giving excellent feedback about their coursework. Networking Academy has surely made an impact on the lives of the instructors and has made them realize the value of ICT in education. We hope you have enjoyed this leadership profile. If you would like more information about the Cisco Networking Academy, go to www.cisco.com/go/WLC.